Well, happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to Win the Day from Back to the Bible. I'm your coach, Pastor Nat, helping you stand firm, stand faithful, and stand on God's Word. Today, I am excited because we're going to talk about God, but more importantly, understanding God's mercy and grace. What comes to mind when I say the words mercy and grace? My mind immediately goes to Les Mis. There's this great scene where Jean Valjean steals from a bishop who has shown him great compassion. Well, justice quickly comes as Valjean is arrested and brought back to the bishop. In a move powered only by God, the bishop says, "My friend, you left so early. Surely something slipped your mind. You forgot I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind?" And the bishop, he hands Valjean two silver candlesticks. The police released Valjean, and the bishop forgives him. Mercy was seen in the denial of the theft. But grace? Grace was the gift of the silver. But also there was grace in the second chance. If you're in need of a dose of mercy and grace, then look no further than God. Hebrews 4:16 says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." Did you hear what the writer of Hebrews just said? He said, "We who are sinners, because of what Christ has done, we can boldly approach God." Think about that. God is the King of the universe. And yet, as his children, we can come before him with boldness, with confidence. And what is it we will experience for approaching the King? Grace and mercy when we need it most. Mercy is the withholding of what's deserved. Grace is receiving something that we don't deserve. God, who is the holy and perfect creator of the universe, he welcomes us into an intimate relationship with him. And when we enter into his presence, he withholds our just punishment and instead pours out grace. John 1:16 says, "From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another." Ephesians 1:3 says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ." Friend, I don't know about you, but I've made a lot of bad decisions. I've sinned a lot, and I've hurt a lot of people. If it wasn't for God's mercy and grace, I'd be homeless, alone, divorced, rejected, and hopeless. But instead of this, I come home to a beautiful wife. I come home to a house full of boys who love and respect me. I get to be part of a ministry unlike any other. I could keep going. But what about you? How has God's mercy and grace overwhelmed you? Maybe you don't have the nicest car or the biggest house. Who cares? Whatever you do have is grace upon grace. That's why my challenge for you today is to count your blessings. Make a list of God's grace in your life. What are the spiritual blessings that God's given you? What about the relational blessings? What are the physical gifts in your life? Relish in the mercy and the grace of God. And then thank him. Thank him for his goodness to you. Just focus on that mercy and grace. But then share it. Share it with the people around you and share it with us below in the comments. I want us to celebrate our gracious and merciful God and King. So let's do it together and let's go win the day.